K105.3 presents the Halftime Report, a look back at the first half of tonight's game and a look ahead to the second half. Once again, here's Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman.
Halftime here in the K105.3 Football Frenzy, brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering. And it's all Vandercook Lake here from the, I keep wanting to say, Chuck Miller Athletic Complex. It's 27-0, 7-18 here in the, to go in the half. And Vandercook and Malik Wilkes, but it's really been a full team effort. Malik Wilkes is the one who happens to get the touchdowns out of it, but Hancock's been tossing it around, and Zathan Allen had one huge run that he broke for a big gain.
Yeah, Hancock was the Hancock to Wilkes on the first one for 20 yards, touchdown. And then Allen, 64-yard touchdown run. And then Hancock to Wilkes on a 5-yard touchdown pass. And then Wilkes ran one in from 6 yards out. So he's got three scores.
And yeah, the Jayhawks, you know, not, like you said, man, not really pouring it on or anything. They've just been running their offense smoothly, and it's resulted in a lot of big gains and a lot of scores. They haven't had to turn the ball over on downs yet.
No. They're kind of doing whatever they want right now, to put it bluntly.
Yeah, we even got a couple of other guys into the game.
Yep.
A little later on there, Chris Poe with a carry. Rasheed Hicks had a carry. And we've just seen Joey Kemplin even go for big gains. And part of that's going to be the fatigue on the Trojans' defense, because a lot of their defense is their offensive players who haven't had a break yet. And as far as the Trojans go, not a ton of creative play calling. They pretty much just they've been looking to give it to the big man up the middle, and they've had a couple pass plays, and one QB keeper that ended up going for a big gain. So we'll look to see more of that out of the Trojans. The trickery has been their best weapon for the big games, but that's all set up by that power run game that they're trying to establish.
And Kyle Curley
is just a big kid at 6'5", 273, a high school junior.
He's got to be one of the best players in the Cascade Conference. I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, where you're at. I mean, you're going to find a spot for that guy.
Yeah, big physical kid, and he's
He's their kicker, their punter. Like we said, he may drive the bus home, too. Got a CDL, he drove the bus
there. Matt, we had some out-of-town score updates.
We do. Jackson High is up 28-13 on Lansing Everett. Concord Union City is doozy, 28-28.
Wow, tied it up.
Tied it up third quarter. Halftime from Grass Lake. Grass Lake and Napoleon's 8-7. Grass Lake leads. I haven't seen an update on Western. They were up 27-8 the last we saw. And as we said, the Hanover Horton Michigan Center game is, the Hanover leads 8-0, and it's postponed until 11 a.m. tomorrow. So.
All right, well, there's your out-of-town scoreboard on the halftime report for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. We'll take a 3-minute break, and when we come back, we'll finish up our halftime report and get you back to Football Frenzy action. 27-0 Vandercook Lake in front from their home field here on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Everyone hates hard water. Scale buildup on fixtures and glassware. Rust staining on tubs and appliances, and even foul odors coming from the water supply are problems that many of us have to deal with every day. Tri-County Water is here to help. Since 1966, we have helped thousands of local families put an end to hard water issues for good. Whether you need an efficient water softener, iron and odor filter, tannin removal system, or reverse osmosis system for purified drinking water, we have you covered. We also offer several salt-free options. And as a bonus, every residential softener, filter, and reverse osmosis system we carry is made right here in the USA. With our unbeatable rent-to-own and same-as-cash financing programs available, the ball is in your court. Take control of your water today and schedule a free water analysis with one call to Tri-County Water at 800-894-1818. Or visit us at www.tricountywater.com.
To most banks, everyone looks the same. Because they don't see you, all they see are numbers and statistics. That may not matter until you need a loan. But County National Bank sees you as an individual with value beyond what shows on a credit report. CNB is a local bank with local lenders using local appraisers who work harder to get you the loan you need. Everyone is not the same. We're local, just like you. CNB, banking that stays in the community. County National Bank, NMLS 399979, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Out with the old and stale, in with the clean and spectacular. It's the Collins Brothers annual Fall Free Installation Sale. Choose from the freshest collection of carpet. Then, Collins Brothers will install it for free. Sit back, take the load off. Collins Brothers is going to move your furniture and properly dispose your old carpet beautifully, free of charge. Don't wait, don't worry. Get to Collins Brothers in a hurry for the annual Fall Free Installation Carpet Sale. Collins Brothers Floor Covering, your downtown neighbor for 75 years.
Save your money where it makes sense. Dollars and cents. Fall into savings with Savings Plus at Michigan Community Credit Union. Open a Savings Plus 18-month CD and earn 1.15% APY. Hurry! This incredible rate is only being offered during September. For more information, please visit micommunitycu.com. Michigan Community Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
ERA Reardon Realty is number one again. Hi, this is Rick Reardon, and I'd like to congratulate my amazing team of 56 agents and brokers for being named the number one ERA franchise in the United States for customer service. I'd also like to thank our clients for telling our story of being honest, ethical, and putting our clients first. If you would like to experience the ERA Reardon difference, stop into our Jackson or Brooklyn office today or find us online at erareardon.com.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman wrapping up the Collins Brothers Floor Covering Halftime Report. 27-0, the Jayhawks are in the lead, and both teams making their way back out to the field. We'll get ready to get things underway again. Congratulations to our qualifiers for that 2016 Chevy Cruze, two-year, 24,000-mile lease from Art Main Chevrolet. And got to send out again big thank yous to our sponsors for the game tonight: Bergman Specialty Products, Able Heating and Cooling, Carlton Equipment, Michigan Community Credit Union, Northwest Community Schools, and ERA Reardon Realty. Stay tuned after the game for our Player of the Game, sponsored tonight by Tri-County Water. And you can check out our Player of the Game at K1053.com all week, featured prominently on the homepage of the website. Just about ready to get things back underway here, as the team's looking to get a little bit of a post-halftime warm-up.
And they'll put three on. 3 minutes on the clock and start it, and then they'll resume.
So get the Trojans back now out of the locker room.
Well, another Concord update. Concord just scored again. It's 38-20. It's 36-28 Concord over Union City right now in Union City.
Wow, that's a barn burner over there. That'd be a fun game to watch. Concord.
Shootout at the OK Corral.
Concord winners in their first game, right, Matt?
Yep, beat Hanover Horton.
So off to a good start for the Yellow Jackets. Matt Lehman, mayor of Concord. What was that? What's your musical number that we saw at the Concord?
Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama. Matt Lehman killed it. Absolutely killed it. The crowd went wild.
Yeah.
On their feet. I was impressed. I honestly thought, Matt, you would get up there and it would be awful, and it was not at all. It was good. Craig O'Connor, Tom Ratchford, live out now at Jackson High School, where the, at last report, the Vikings were on top. What do we have on the score for that, Matt?
28-13 last we had.
28-13. The Vikings off to a good start, winning in week one, and yeah, now on top again week two.
You know, when we look at some of the key players, and we watched them in the winter on the basketball court. And I'll tell you, I think as an area, need to really recognize, you know, it's easy for me to say I have a daughter that's a three-sport athlete. She's mm-hmm. pretty good. But, you know, that's saying something. You know, we got some of these kids around here that are three-sport athletes, you know, that are not specializing. And mm-hmm. he could just play basketball year-round if he wanted to, and he's potentially a D1 kid down the road.
Sure.
Or at least D2. He's playing football, he's playing basketball, he's enjoying his high school experience, and that's
sure.
that's really what it's supposed to be.
Corey Pryor, player of the game in that first outing, and of course track star Corey Pryor.
Yeah, he looks the part of a football player. We saw him on the basketball court, and he looks the part of a football player for sure.
Well, I've spotted him at the gym all summer long, so he's been staying in shape, no doubt. They got good things happening over there.
You associate the word prior with track and field. That's certainly true.
Aaron Jackson, a couple of guys who have looked like track stars so far tonight, Malik Wilkes and Zathan Allen, they'll get a chance to get back into the fray here. Vandercook Lake, as we wind down the clock here on the Collins Brothers floor covering halftime, 27-0, Vandercook on top.
Not sure how much we're going to see them here in the second half, though.
Well, maybe we'll get a look at them.
Might see them that first drive and then see what happens.
I'll send a thank you out to Barb Blair, athletic director here at Vandercook Lake, for helping us out with our accommodations, getting us up here into the booth.
Like I said, these are great facilities here. Great facilities.
Yeah, back to back. We've had a good couple weeks to start the season as far as our digs. Columbia Central was very kind to us last week and their win over Napoleon, and now here we are at Vandercook Lake, and again, set up pretty nice.
You know, naming this field, you know, after Chuck Miller. Chuck Miller is as classy a guy as you'll ever know. He's been a friend of mine when I first was AD. He was still AD of Vandercook Lake, and you know, he was a guy I'd call on the phone or whatever. He was a big help. So I can, you know, to name it after somebody like that, special.
Worthy namesake.
Yep. Now, I believe it's a little known fact, and I'd have to do a little research. But I believe when Chuck Miller was at Central Michigan, that he finished in the top 10 in the voting for the Heisman Trophy.
Well, yeah, we'll have to get our crack research team on top of that. Really.
But I know he's in the Wall of Fame at CMU.
Oh, well, that's
which is my,
an know, accomplishment
that's
of
my alma mater. So he's he was he's been an important person around here. I think you add up. You know, they had the superintendent Andrews and Chuck Miller, and then there was they had 50 years of experience each year. It was a ridiculous amount of time and dedication they put in here at Vandercook.
Cheney with the kickoff, and that'll be handled by Dingy, and he's got a little room to run. Oh, he absolutely clobbered, stays on his feet. Lost a couple yards, just smashed and doesn't go down. Wow. Trojans won't get great field position, but there's something to build up a little bit. Absolutely hammered by a couple of guys, stays on his feet.
And he's not the biggest kid on the field
either.
He came up and hit him, and he bounced off and kept on going.
And the Trojans come up to the line. They are going to give him some forward progress on that. Puts him at about the 21. The Trojans, same look on offense. Give is to, I looked like Curley had some room up the middle, but it wasn't him after all. The ball goes to Ty Duncan. He's brought down for no gain. Malik Wilkson on the tackle.
This turned out to be a nice night for a football game. I mean, obviously, we've had the long delay, but
it's a little cooler. There's a little breeze.
Cooled off a little bit. Nice breeze.
Second and 10 for the Trojans. Give goes to Duncan again in the back.
Oh, ball came out.
Reaches ahead for extra yards. The ground caused that one. So it's back to the 21. Ty Duncan on the carry. Just nowhere to go for the Trojans on the running game. Play comes in from the sideline. And it looks like we might have a different player running in at quarterback. Man, it looks like they're going to give Spencer Jennings a try under center.
Alexander shaking up or just
Jennings goes to hand off, broken play, and three Jayhawks in the backfield.
He's down,
and it looks like he's holding his knee. You hate to see that. Jennings just into the game at quarterback, sophomore, has to jump over his own running back. on the play, and he's trying to walk off the field, and he can't quite stay on his feet. And you don't like to see that.
No, you don't like to see that, especially when you got 15 guys, you know, and you know you just don't. And we had a game 3 years ago where we actually didn't finish the game because we got below. I think by rule you have to have 11 plus you have to have one more on the sideline, and we got
didn't have
that.
Enough. Wow.
Game was in the third quarter, and so I feel for East Jackson. I mean, it's you know, I hope that they can. I see they got some guys on the sideline right there, and I don't know if they're injured or ineligible or what the situation is, but mm-hmm. I certainly hope that you know, those guys are going to be back. And you
know. Alexander back into the game in the shotgun, and he kicks it back to Curley. There's their punt.
Nice kick.
Good kick, end over end. It takes a good bounce for the Trojans to the 48. And picked up.
Cooper
picked Noah
it up.
Cooper tried to pick it up, yeah. And he paid for it, pulled
yeah.
down.
I think if he broke that tackle, he was going to head down the sideline on the right side right there.
Had a lot of room.
Yep.
So it'll be first down and 10 yards from the 47-yard line. Pretty good starting field position for the Jayhawks, leading 27-0, 10:01 to go here in the third quarter. And slew of substitutions coming in for the Jayhawks. Quarterback Nolan Hancock will stay in the game, it looks like, though. He's been impressive to watch so far. Strong arm. Under center. Running back in motion to give his quick one. That'll go to Kemplin. He wrestles ahead for about five, maybe six on the play.
He had a nice run in the second quarter just before halftime. He's a good looking, he got good depth. This is a nice looking Vandercook football team.
And we'll give him 4.5 on the play. Brings up second and 5.5. We're going to count all the half yards, Matt, all night. Our statisticians. Going crazy here in the booth. Hancock under center. And too wide. Running back in motion is Chris Poe. To the outside, he cuts it back up the middle. And he's going to get ahead for a couple. Be short of the first down by about 2 yards. We'll bring up third down for the Jayhawks. They do move into Trojans territory. Third down from the 45. 9:31 to go, 27-0 Jayhawks in front on the K105.3 football friendly. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. K105.3 is WKHM-FM Jackson. Hancock in, and he's got a man in motion. Give another ball handler, another new ball handler. Sporting number 14, Gary Andrews for a gain. Leaps the tackler. He's going to get the first down. And doesn't seem to matter who the Jayhawks give the ball to. They're able to move the chains. Inside the 40-yard line now to the 39.
I commend Coach Wolven for getting these other guys in. Yeah, I'll tell you, being around athletics as long as I've been, you know, sometimes you get these guys that will leave guys in and get it up to, you know, This game could be a running clock right now.
Quick give up the middle to Devin Cheney. He's upended. Still able to push ahead for about a yard. Up to the 38 yard line. Second down. Hancock lines up the ball. The Jayhawks continue with that familiar formation. Gives up the middle. Quick one. Well picked up by the Trojans defense. And Kemplin, no room to run on that play. Brings up third down and 10. Big stop here for the Trojans. They can make something happen. injury update for you. Spencer Jennings still on the sideline hobbling. He is walking, though. Hancock takes a snap, gives to a defender, and there's big Kyle Curley pulls him down for a big loss. Number 21, Rasheed Hicks on the carry. He is manhandled to the ground by Curley, and that'll bring up fourth and about 15 now for the Jayhawks. And the Jayhawks offense stays on the field. Doesn't look like a punt attempt in our future. Hancock will take the ball under center. Gives on the handoff, and he's got room to run. Up near the first down, he's got a first down, and then some. Shifts, breaks a tackle. Uh-oh. He's in the loose. Touchdown. What a nice run, Logan Lefave. Another ball carrier for the Jayhawks. He's in for the end zone, but we do have a flag down on the field, Matt. Back at the 36-yard line.
That was his first carry.
That was his first carry. Nifty run.
Called his name all night. Runs it in from about 40 yards out. What do we got?
Touchdown stand. They're going to let the touchdown stand. Flag against East Jackson. They'll pick it up. 33-0. Our score here from Vandercook Lake. The Jayhawks well in front, looking for an extra point here. And the Hancock will come back out. No. We will get a kick attempt from Devin Chaney. Snap is up. It's down. Kick is up. And that looks good from here. And the signal indeed confirms. Extra points good, 34-0 now. The Jayhawks in front of the East Jackson Trojans. 30-second break. We'll come back for a kickoff on your K105.3 Football Frenzy.
To most banks, everyone looks the same. Because they don't see you, all they see are numbers and statistics. That may not matter until you need a loan. But County National Bank sees you as an individual with value beyond what shows on a credit report. CNB is a local bank with local lenders using local appraisers who work harder to get you the loan you need. Everyone is not the same. We're local, just like you. CNB, banking that stays in the community. County National Bank, NMLS 399979, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle and Matt Lehman hanging out up here in the press booth. Our Vandercook Lake coaching staff advising us that there's a chicken broil here in Vandercook Lake. September 11th and 12th coming up next weekend. You don't want to miss that. It's for youth football. Jayhawks now in front 34-0 with 6:53 to go in the third quarter.
That sounds good.
Chicken broil? I could go for some right now. So we're a week early. September 11th would be a nice day for that chicken broil. They could bring us some up to the booth, but we won't be here next week. And the kickoff ready. Chaney ready for the kickoff. Runs up. The boot is up. Down to the 11. Dingy's got it. This time he's hit hard again and goes down. Nice tackle down about the 19. And this Vandercook Lake defense certainly can dole out the hits, man.
And you get, like I said, you get concerned, you know, if Jackson wants to get out of this game as healthy as possible.
And by as far as we can tell, there's one man down already.
Yep.
Laid out on the bench with ice on his shin. Trojans come out familiar formation. We've seen it all night. Three backs. Alexander under center. 6:48 to go here in the third. 34-0. They trail. And they're starting off, they did spot it right about the 21-yard line. First and 10. Gives up the middle to Curley. He's able to find a little room. And about 3 yards on the carry. We'll see where they spotted that.
Number 44, Kyle Curley on the carry. Brought down by number 20, Chris Cole.
just short of the 24-yard line, second and about eight.
You know, we looked at the stats last week from the Whitmore Lake game. We didn't see Curley's name in the box score. You know, we saw, you know, Alexander and Coppernall and Dingy. So I'm wondering if this is a new formation they did this week with Curley running the ball.
Maybe a little adjustment. Curley runs it again, and he finds a little more room. It'll bring up about third and five from the 26. Yeah, next week, Matt will be live with action from Michigan Center. Napoleon in town, so it'll be nice to see the Pirates again. They were having some success this week. When's the last update we had from them, though?
It was 8-7 at the half last I got. I haven't got anything since. I'll have to keep checking Twitter.
Keep our eye out there. Third and five for the Trojans. Alexander rolling out. He's tackled for a loss. Sacked in the backfield. Nice job. Defensive end there. Sam Ray. I guess we're going to list him at linebacker. Sam Ray with a tackle for loss. Be fourth and 11 for the Trojans. And Curley back to punt for East Jackson. 34-0, 4:45 on the clock here in your third quarter on your K105.3 Football Frenzy. You can stay tuned after the game. Tri-County Water with your player of the game. And we'll wrap up our broadcast. Oh, a little issue on the snap for the punt. Curley able to recover it. Brought down, and Vandercook Lake will take over at the Trojans 11-yard line. And they on their punt play, they snap it to it's the quarterback usually, and then he'll pitch it to the punter. This time there was a player in motion, ran across and interfered with the snap. The ball got loose. Curley picks it up. Can't go anywhere, ends up taking the loss, and Jayhawks will look to punch it in now from their 11-yard line, the Trojans 11. Still room for a first down, I suppose, if they get it inside the one. Leading 34-0, 4:28 on the clock. Just a little mistake on the field there by the Trojans. Hancock stays in the game at quarterback. Two wide receivers, three backs. Takes a snap, gives up the middle. And another good run for Joey Kemplin. Finds about five.
He's had three nice runs in this game.
We'll give him six on that one. Second and four at the 6-yard line. And we get a string of substitutions. Kemplin on the run. Now he's out. Quick give up the middle on the play. Battling ahead for yards. It looks like it was Logan LaFave on the carry. He pushes ahead. We'll wait for the official spot. It's going to bring up third and very short. So, again, they could still get a first down. They're at the 3-yard line. Hancock takes the snap. Gives to the back coming across. This time the Trojans get him for a loss. Back to the 5. Nice. Runner was Gary Andrews.
Nice defense.
Standing up to it a little bit here. Fourth down and... we'll call it 3 yards. Jayhawks huddle up. And we've got Devin Chaney in the backfield. The give actually goes to, it looks like Chris Paul. Jumps up into the middle, into the fray. Nowhere to go on the play.
Short of, yep. Defense holds.
Oh, Rasheed Hicks, our ball carrier on that one. Little correction. Good turnover on downs. It'll be first down for East Jackson. So they make their couple substitutions. Yeah, man, on the East Jackson sideline, you've got three healthy players. So these guys that are in the game have been going for most of the way here. 2:37 in the third, 34-0. Trojans bunch it up on the line. Alexander under center. Three backs, Curley in the middle. And Gibb goes up the middle, but nowhere to go, just a big pile of bodies. And the line of scrimmage will remain the same, and it'll be second down and 10 for the Trojans. Kyle Curley, another run. Trojans back out, second down and 10. Three backs, snap is taken. Give goes to the outside. He's got some room. Gets a little gain. He's smashed. Austin Dingy on the run, hit hard. 51, Kobe Bashinsky with a tackle. Bashinsky and Hicks come off the field. Third and about four, third and manageable for the Trojans. Let's see what they can do here. Looking to move the chains deep in their own territory from the 9-yard line. Gives up the middle to Curley. He finds a little bit of room. Just over the 10. And we'll look for a spot. When Curley goes down, there's no telling where the ball actually is. And most of the time, they whistle him dead before he's ever brought down because they stop his momentum. But it'll bring up fourth and call it two from the 11. And the Trojans are going to go for it here on the fourth and short.
Why not?
Quick snap. And I'd expect to see some flags, Matt. It didn't look like they were set at all. The officials don't have a call. We'll just look for a spot, and it's going to be short of the first down. And there's your turnover on downs, and the Vandercook Lake offense will get back on the field. The Trojans will substitute, too. Go for it on the fourth and short. They go for a little bit of trickery.
Why not?
It doesn't pay off, and now we're going to get official timeout. And we got a young man out of the game, maybe a little bit of blood, Matt.
Yep.
He'll go see the trainer.
New quarterback.
New quarterback, indeed. Devin Chaney under center with the give. Well defended by East Jackson. Ball's loose. Vandercook Lake will hold on to it. Parrish Thompson, another different ball carrier for Vandercook Lake. Let me put running back next to all these names on the program because they've pretty much given it to everyone. And 9 seconds to go here in the third, 34-0. We'll run down the clock on the third quarter. We'll take a one-minute break. When we come back, fourth quarter action from your football frenzy. Vandercook Lake High School, where the Jayhawks lead the Trojans of East Jackson 34-0 on K105.3.
My name is Carla Bergman, owner and operator of Bergman Specialty Products. Bergman Specialty Products offers custom repair services and stocks a wide variety of O-rings, U-cups, gaskets, and gasket material, polyseals, wipers, and O-ring cord stock in a wide variety of different materials in standard or metric sizes. So please call today at 517-764-9043 or come visit us at our website for a quick quote at www.bergmanspecialty.com.
Subway wishes East Jackson and Vandercook Lake good luck in tonight's game. Come into the Vandercook Lake or Page Avenue Subway wearing your Jayhawk or Trojan gear and receive a free 20-ounce drink with any sandwich purchase. Feed your athlete and family something fresh from Subway. Right now, Subway would like to send out a special shout-out to student-athlete Bailey Riddle. It's Subway's football free drink special at the Vandercook Lake and Page Avenue stores, now until close. Go Trojans, go Jayhawks.
Oh, what a beautiful night. Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman live, Vandercook Lake High School, the Chuck Miller Athletic Complex. 12 minutes back on the clock. We got one more quarter of action to go. It's 34-0, Vandercook Lake in front. And they've been able to get a lot of guys into the game. Meanwhile, East Jackson would love to have a couple more guys to put in. But they battled the whole way. They haven't given up, Matt. That's at least been a pleasure to watch. Kyle Curley continues to battle for yards, and he's right there in the middle on that defense. And they're battling now. A pile up here on the field on the first carry. The Jayhawks. Not a lot of room. He's able to push it in for a couple. We'll actually bring up third down from the 13. Chaney takes the snap. Give is to Chris Poe. And Poe's brought down for little or no gain. Bring up a fourth down for the Jayhawks.
They're going to sleep well tonight.
Yeah.
These Jackson kids are going to sleep well tonight.
I don't doubt it. Man, what's the latest on the out-of-town scoreboard?
Concord just scored. They're up 44-36 on Union City, fourth quarter.
All right. Matt on top of it with his many powerful sources.
I haven't got a lot of other updates. I don't know, Grass Lake and Napoleon, I haven't heard anything on them. Actually, I just got one. Still 8-7. 5:35 left in the third quarter. Grass Lake's up 8-7.
Wow. Poe again on the carry for the Jayhawks on fourth down. And he stopped short of the first. The Trojans will take over deep in their own territory. And they're going to spot it right at the 10-yard line. First and 10. 10.5 on the clock here in the fourth quarter. 34-0. Still the lead for Vandercook Lake. Trojans in that same formation they've been working through all night. Give is... goes for a little gain. Looks like he had some room. Well tackled. And pulled down. That's Dingy on the carry. And this Vandercook defense, we kind of thought they were good, and they've kind of proven to be good, Matt.
Yeah.
Nothing really big gain-wise. 120-yard pass play was about all they've been able to.
Well, they beat a pretty good Springport team. I mean, Springport's expected to be pretty good this year in the Big Eight. And like I said, they got Logan Browning and probably arguably one of the best running backs in our conference, and they held him to 29 yards rushing. So...
And another give for not much room. Third down. About 8 yards for the Trojans. Number two, Austin. Donovan Coppernoll handling QB responsibilities right now. For the Trojans, they come up to the line. Curley's still in the backfield. With Nathan Alexander, switch from quarterback to running back. Ty Duncan back there as well. He takes the carry. No, it's Dingy. Dingy looked like he had some room, but he's wrapped up and pulled down right about the 10-yard line, so he'll lose whatever they gained, and it'll bring a fourth down and 10 again. Brett Hamill. Under 9 minutes to go here in the game now. From Vandercook Lake High School, your K105.3 Football Frenzy. Thanks to our first down sponsors tonight, Jackson Orthopedic Specialist Dr. Rob Doan and Jackson Area Subway is setting you up with a deal. If you wear your J-Hook gear or your Trojans gear into the Subway, they set you up with a deal. So when you're heading out to your Football Frenzy locations to try and win that two-year, 24,000-mile lease on your Chevy Cruze, you might want to stop into a Subway. Bring your sandwich out to the game. Pass play on fourth down for the Trojans, incomplete. And the Jayhawks will take over. Matt, the crowd's stayed pretty strong through this game as we sit through an hour and a half weather delay. I don't think anyone's left supporting their teams.
It's been a... Yes. Kind of a sparse crowd. I think, you know, you had the Michigan-Utah game on, so you wonder if there was a few that headed for the exits then because they get back to the game, started at 8:30. Michigan's down 10-3 right now, third quarter last I saw.
Oh, man.
So.
Battling. The Harbaugh, you're off to a rocky start.
Well, game's not over yet.
Chaney takes the snap. Hand off. Battling. Not a lot of room for Chris Poe on the carry. They start at the 12. They're up to about the 10 now. Second down and eight. 8 minutes on the clock. Devin Chaney at quarterback for the Jayhawks. A nice game by Nolan Hancock today, Matt. He just was impressive with the way he can really wing the ball around the field.
You know, I tell you, I've been thinking about our player of the game, and, you know, his name's in the mix for sure.
Chaney with the handoff up the middle. Joey Kemplin rumbles in for the touchdown from the 10-yard line. 40-0. Now on the scoreboard, Jayhawks in front, 7.5 left in the game, and the clock will run. There you go, Matt. One man in a Michigan shirt has seen enough, making his way to the exit. Wants to
catch the comeback.
Chaney, after quarterbacking the team to a touchdown, now we'll try the extra point. Snap is down. Kick is a low one, and that's going to be good. Just over the upright. Snuck it in, 41-0. Vandercook Lake in front. Under 7 minutes now on the clock, and the Trojans will get another chance to receive the football and try to put some points up. We will take a 30-second break, and we'll come back to Vandercook Lake for the remainder of the fourth quarter here on K105.3.
Technology is one of the best tools to inspire and accelerate learning. At East Jackson, many students utilize an iPad or Chromebook, but most importantly, they receive one-on-one time to learn how to use these tools. Your student will be prepared for the future by using technology to think independently and also collaborate and contribute in a team setting. Like technology, East Jackson Schools continues to evolve. Contact East Jackson Community Schools through EJ's Twitter, Facebook, or website, or just pick up the phone and give us a call. East Jackson Community Schools, where together we thrive.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
And we're back. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman for the final 5:48. The clock running now, 41-0. The Vandercook Lake Jayhawks in front. I'm sure the East Jackson Trojans excited to get at least another shot at it. Putting some points up. Dingy back to receive, along with Ty Duncan. Chaney will kick off once more for the Jayhawks. He is back, setting up, and the big boot into it. It's a low line drive kick, heading toward the sidelines, turns back in. Pick up at the 15 by Dingy. Oh, my mistake. That's Ty Duncan. He runs up for a few yards up toward the 30, and that's where East Jackson will start the offense one more time. Kyle Curley back to the backfield, that familiar spot where he's towered over the other two backs in the middle. And, you know, he's carried the ball, Matt. We haven't been counting, I suppose, but
he's got to have 20 carries.
He's got to have 20 carries, but he's probably got about 20 yards, too. I mean,
he's like 20 carries for 37 yards, I'm guessing.
That's just
I'm just calling it right there.
Yeah. He's had to work for everything he's gotten.
Yes.
Stout defense for Vandercook Lake, and they've looked good. 4.5 now on the clock. Back to pass. Rolls out. Throws it to nobody. It's picked off. Parrish Thompson picks it off. Donovan Coppernall just kind of threw it up, it looked like, Matt. No receiver in the area. He just didn't have enough arm maybe to get down to somebody. But
it almost looked like guy that intercepted was the intended receiver.
Yeah, a high lob pass.
I did not see a white uniform anywhere close to that. But
high lob pass picked off.
Of course, he was running for his life, so you just want to get rid of it.
Trojans turnover. We're under 4 minutes now with 3:39 on the running clock. 41-0, the Jayhawks are in front. They've got the ball. Devin Chaney under center. Joey Kemplin. Chris Poe. And Rashid Hicks comes into the game in the backfield. Chaney takes the snap. He's going to keep it rolling out. Curley meets him in the backfield. He's pulled down for a big loss. Kyle Curley penetrates, makes a tackle in the backfield. Big loss for the Jayhawks. That's going to push them back to, they're going to spot it almost to the 47-yard line. Still in Trojan territory, but they'll have second and 15. 2:48 on the clock. Chaney ready to take the snap. Poe in motion. He'll take the carry. Cuts it back to the middle. He's over the 45 to about the 43. Let's call it the 43. Good job, Steve. Bring up third down about 11.
This is a impressive looking Vandercook Lake football team. I can see why they were picked, you know, to be the favorites to win the Cascade. You know, they still got some, they got to get through Napoleon and Grass Lake, and certainly Manchester is always good every year. So
Chaney takes the snap. Handoff trying to go to the outside. He's got a defender tugging on his jersey. He is stopped, and he'll take a loss on the play. A ring of fourth and long for the Jayhawks. Clock under 2 minutes now. And we'll get to see Vandercook a couple more times this year. September 18th, Hanover Horton comes to town. And then again on the 25th, Vandercook Lake at Grass Lake. And we'll be at that one tailgating for K105.3 Football Frenzy. And there's potential for an October 23rd Vandercook Lake game. Should it be the best game in the area? We kind of left that calendar open for best possible game. 1-11 on the clock. Vandercook Lake will run another play. 41-0 the lead. And that man being our final score, Matt. Chaney will take the snap. Give is up the middle, and he's met right away. Kemplin on the carry. And he's stuffed right at the line. And East Jackson, maybe a chance to run one more play. Under 50 seconds now. Stay tuned. After these final 30 seconds run off the clock, we'll have your Tri-County Water Player of the Game. And
we're
deliberating. I'm deliberating. There's a few worthy people, I want to talk to you, Matt, so we can choose.
All right.
Kyle Curley with the carry for East Jackson. That'll be the last one here as the clock runs down 8 seconds. Four, three, two, one. Game time, our final from Vandercook Lake, 41-0. The Jayhawks on top of the East Jackson Trojans. on your K105.3 Football Frenzy. We'll take a two-minute break, come back, and wrap things up from Vandercook on K105.3.
Hello, I'm Jay Johnson with Johnson Sign. Our company has been working with Northwest Community Schools these past 3 years as a part of the new $40 million bond for upgrades and new facilities. I'm a proud dad of two Northwest alumni, Jim and Will, who are now also my partners in business. This school district had offered my family a solid educational foundation as we have built and maintained a successful community business since 1964. I'm telling you, this district has an exciting and bright future, and we at Johnson Sign are proud to be supporters of Northwest Community Schools. Thank you, and go Mountie Nation.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. And as a part of the Jackson County Connected Schools, we know firsthand how it truly takes a village to educate our students. Because of this, we are so thankful for our partnerships and our community. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
Blue Water Pools and Spas and Caldera Spas ask, why get a hot tub? For romantic evenings, halftime breaks, a midnight soak, or just a relaxing unwind after work. Plus, kids love them. And right now, Caldera Spas hot tubs start at just $28.99. So why get a hot tub from Blue Water Pools and Spas and Caldera Spas? Why not? Blue Water Pools and Spas on Page Avenue, Michigan Center.
Wilby Transit Mix is a family-owned company serving Jackson for over 100 years. Jackson's only locally owned ready-mix concrete producer. With a fully stocked showroom open to the public with concrete-related tools, sealers, and stamped concrete supplies, Fendt pavers, cultured stone and retaining wall dealer, plus a fully stocked concrete block yard, and a complete supply of bagged pre-mixed concrete, cement, and repair compounds for the do-it-yourselfers. Crushed concrete, stone, sand, and gravel available too. Wilby Transit Mix. Stop in today at 2323 Brooklyn Road.
High school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle with Matt Lehman. We are live from the Vandercook Lake High School for the Jayhawks. Well, they were ahead from the start, and they pretty much were not in question.
No, this was
for the game, 41-0, the win.
This was almost, you know, this is really almost became a tough game for Vandercook in some ways, because, you know, they did a lot of things to keep the score down. They ran a lot of substitutions. There was a couple of times their play call was real conservative. They could have punched one in before the half. They had two or three opportunities inside the 15-yard line that they turned the ball over on downs with conservative play calls. And I think that speaks to Coach Wolven. He's not trying to embarrass East Jackson. He knows the situation. He looks over on the other side. He sees they got 15 kids, maybe 14. We saw one went down. You cross your fingers that they can finish the football season.
Sure, and you know, for him too, you don't want to see one of those guys you rely on go down with some kind of a fluke injury in a game where you were
exactly
ahead by 40 points.
Right. And, you know, like I said, you got kids that work hard, do the two-a-days, and this is a great opportunity because, you know what, those kids might not get a chance to play when they play Michigan Center.
Right.
Or when they play Grass Lake, they play Manchester. Those kids might not get those reps. So this is an opportunity for those kids to go out and make some memories.
All right, Matt, do you have a scoring recap? I know you've been taking notes over there.
I do. Well, update or
scoring recap from this game.
I do. I have Hancock to Wilkes in the first one, a 20-yard touchdown. Put Vandercook Lake up 6-0. Allen ran one in from 64 yards out, got the 2-point, made it 14-0. And then Hancock to Wilkes on a 5-yard touchdown pass. Extra point was good, was 21-0. And then Wilkes again on a 6-yard run. Extra point was missed, 27-0. And then Lefebvre on a 40-yard touchdown run. And this beautiful run was the first, I think it was his first carry of the game. He came in, took it in from 40 yards out, made it 34-0. And then Kemplin from 10 yards out to close out the scoring, and our final score 41-0.
All Vandercook Lake here from Vandercook Lake High School. Our Tri-County Water player of the game tonight, Matt.
Malik Wilkes.
And it could have been probably about two or three guys.
It could have been.
And we decided on Wilkes. He gets three scores.
Yep.
And
caught
a couple, ran one in, showing some versatility. So we'll go with Malik Wilkes, our Tri-County Water player of the game. You can check him out at K105.3.com. Matt, just let's take one last look at our out-of-town scoreboard before we wrap things up here from Vandercook.
I'm excited as you can be. I've been following this game all night. Concord just beat Union City, 44-36. And I got to go back in the archives, but it's been 20-plus games. We haven't beat them in, we haven't beat them since the 1980s. It's been
a long
time. I have to see exactly, but an absolutely huge upset for Concord to go to Union City and beat them. With, you know, our story is similar to East Jackson's, you know, and having not having enough kids, and you know, it's congratulations to Coach Clark. I mean, he's doing a fantastic job over there and really changing the culture. So,
great turnaround for the program.
Big win for Concord.
We had 38-14 Lumen Christi win over Charlotte tonight.
Yep. Grass, you know, I haven't got an update on. I did have an update that said that Grass Lake had fumbled and Napoleon had the ball at the 25-yard line. Grass Lake was clinging to a 8-7 lead, but I have not got any kind of update since then. So that's another barn burner. The 8-7, different kind of barn burner, but just interesting. You know, we saw Napoleon last week, and Grass Lake is, you know, we talked to some of the Vandercook coaches that Grass Lake's maybe not as strong as what they've been in the past. How cool would it be to see, Vandercook, who's not normally a team that wins the conference of football and really not, hasn't been that kind of power most recently. In Concord, you know, they could do that. Maybe Concord and Vandercook Lake play on this field for the Big Eight Cascade crossover game, and maybe we'll do it on the radio.
Our Tri-County Water Player of the Game again, Malik Wilkes here, 41-0 Vandercook Lake over East Jackson on your K105.3 Football Frenzy. We're back at it Friday night. Napoleon is on the road at my alma mater, Michigan Center. Always fun for me to do those games. We'll be glad to do it live.
Is that the Steve, they call it the Steve Boyle Athletic Complex? Or what is
they
that?
Do not yet.
Yet.
Yet, but I'm holding out hope.
Well, I did send a letter to the board members over at Michigan Center.
Oh, yeah.
And I put a plug in for
getting them. The word out. Well, I appreciate it, Matt. I know you've got many friends at Michigan Center High School. I thought I'd go in there and be welcome home, and everyone wanted to shake your hand. For Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, again, Vandercook Lake 41-0 over the East Jackson Trojans, the Chuck Miller Athletic Complex at Vandercook Lake High School. We'll talk to you next week on your K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Thank you for listening to Friday Night Football on K105.3. Tonight's game has been brought to you in part by Bergman Specialty Products, Able Heating and Cooling, Carlton Equipment, Michigan Community Credit Union, Northwest Community Schools, Blue Water Pools, Flavor Fruit Farms, Jackson YMCA, County National Bank,
Will Be Transit Mix, ERA Reardon Realty, Jackson Orthopedic Specialist Rob Doan, Subway, and the Player of the Game brought to you by Tri-County Water.
Join us again next week for more exciting Football Frenzy action. Friday Night Football is a production of Jackson Radio Works and K105.3. Copyright 2015. All rights reserved. We now join Zach Sang and the gang, already in progress, on Jackson's hit music, K105.3.